This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a Thirsty Thursday Wednesday edition with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. We are in New Caney, 59-99, Buffalo Wild Wings, New Caney location. Come on through. There's some live football to be caught right now. There's several games on. The big one, obviously, in this neck of the woods is Texas and Michigan. Last time I looked, is that thing tied up? Is that what's the score right there? Say it again. Michigan's up 21-14. I thought that thing was tied up. I got a little preoccupied with D'Amico Ryans. But it's a hell of a football game. Got a lot to watch. Got bowl games rolling all week. I know a lot of people like to minimize bowl week, but the truth of the matter is, boy, right now, today, tomorrow, Luke, and then throughout the college football playoffs, this is must-see TV, man. This is appointment television. I think Nebraska and Utah's in a 14-7 matchup right now in the first quarter. There's some really, really good bowl games being played right now that aren't in the college football playoff, obviously. Where are you at with the bowl games and kind of how they've – not your personal opinion of bowl games, just like your thought of, like, you think they'll ever rebound to kind of mean what they were before,
No, I think this is it. It's almost like the toothpaste out of the tube. You just can't put it back. I don't think we could ever go back to the way it was. I think this is only going to get worse for bowl games, really. I mean, you talk in college basketball so much about expanding March Madness every year, and I think it'll be the same with the playoff in college football, that they'll try to expand it as much as they can, which will only further minimize the bowls. And then still with the increase of the transfer portal and NIL and all this other stuff, and these coaches leaving before the playoff games, I think it's just going to get worse for the bowl games.
We talked about this a couple of days ago, and we've talked about it several times, obviously, since the transfer portal and NIL have become a thing. But I've always been of the thought that kind of like bowl games, and I do think they've rebounded. I think it's more acceptable right now in like their world, the coaches and the players, to talk about, hey, man, how about we as a team, we finish the season and we play in this bowl game. Where when it first started, it was like almost frowned upon for a coach to say, I want my guys to play, right? They were almost blackballed. Oh, you don't have the best interest of the player and yada, yada, yada. It seems like there's still guys opting out, obviously. There's still going to be guys that are first-round, second-round picks. There's going to be some fools that think that they're third- and fourth-round picks and they should sit out as well, that they don't need the film. But there's you know, it seems to be a little bit more acceptable. So I do think that the bowl games are rebounding a bit, but I don't believe they'll ever be what they once were. I thought that, like the NIL, like transfer portal, I thought there was a chance for bowl games to really settle in a sweet spot and at least to where us as fans could enjoy them throughout the way that we're enjoying these bowl games today, right? Now, these bowl games today have opt-outs.
Yep.
I'm as dialed into this Michigan-Texas game right now as any of them. I mean, I was as dialed in as that Vanderbilt game earlier, in Vanderbilt-Iowa game, as I've ever been in you know, dialed into a Iowa game. So it's still there. But I tell you what I did. I listened to a little Dan Lanning piece of audio that I stumbled upon on social media, and this one really concerns me. Dan Lanning was going on about several things. Big fan of Dan Lanning, by the way, head coach of the Oregon Ducks. But he was going on and on about several things, and he said the one thing that I believe could potentially kill and probably should kill bowl games, and I mean be completely done with it. And that's, he floated the idea of the college football playoffs, every game leading up to the national championship should be at home. It should be on a college campus. Now, if that happens and now all of a sudden you've got the Cotton Bowl is no longer means what it means today. It's no right. longer part of the college football playoff. The Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, and you're just down to maybe that you rotate one of those bowls, holds the national championship game or something. If that happens, which, by the way, I'm for that. I know it's not a money play, and then the money that's involved in these top bowls, I don't know if it'll ever be overridden. But I am 100% for the college football games that mean the most being played on campus. I said it last week. I hate that A&M lost, but that is what Me college too. Football playoffs should be all about. That environment, the way that it is a true, if you don't have home field advantage, it's a disadvantage, right? I mean, those teams earn that. They should have, like right now, these four teams that got a bye, now I'd say a bye is good enough, but you should have the advantage this week of playing at home, of not having to travel, of having your fan base there, and it should be the same thing next week. The higher seed, home field, all the way up to the championship game. And so I do believe, one, I'm for it, but two, I believe if that ever does happen, obviously will be the death of all bowls.
Yeah, I like that idea as well, because that's what college sports is supposed to be about, all college sports. It's always about the environment and the fans being on campus and that home field or home court advantage. So I do like that idea instead of taking them into some random city and some random bowl game for a neutral site. But to me, with those bowls, though, you know, it used to be about the pageantry and the traditions, like the Rose Bowl and the parade and seeing like the sunset and everything. Now that stuff's already all an afterthought, that it doesn't matter if they're playing. Like, I imagine most football fans, even or especially the average fan, won't even realize which bowl it actually is when they watch these playoff games, because it's now just about the playoff and what's on the line of being a championship and being an actual playoff, instead of the way it used to be where that was the championship, right? That was the Rose Bowl. You weren't playing to go any further, and it was about everything else that went into that game. I think those big bowl games are already dead in that regard, because now it's just about trying to advance and go win a championship.
Yeah, you know, I wonder, as you're talking right there, I'm just wondering, like, you think that's a generational thing?
At this point, yeah, probably.
I mean, because ultimately, the things that we see on TV are the things that they feel like is going to appeal to the masses.
Right.
There was a time when everything you just mentioned—the sunset, the Rose Bowl, the mystique,
yeah.
the tradition—like all of that, like really got them juices flowing. I just wonder if they—and they're a lot smarter than you and I are—if those big production companies like that realize, like, hey man, this new generation—they don't give a damn. They don't give a damn about all that. They don't give a damn about the history of the Rose Bowl. They don't care. They want to know, when I look at the TV right now, what do they want to see, right? And I think that's what they're going to push, and that's what they've been pushing. And so, anyway, I just that death of the, I hate to see it, because I am a big fan of Boga. And as a player, I think what gets lost in all of this, and I think it was asked backwards from the get go, right? Is the value of the 10 or 12 or 15 practices, however many practices you get, you know, that that part of it for us at Arkansas as a middle-of-the-pack school that was trying to go win 9 or 10,
yep.
You know, those practices were really important. For me as a player that didn't play much quarterback in high school, then got to college and had to sit a year, and here I am in my second year of college. I haven't had near as many snaps as these other guys. You know, 2 weeks' worth of practice was valuable for me. Not just to win that game or try to win that game, but valuable reps for me as a player. And so that gets lost in the shuffle, always has been lost in the shuffle. And that part of it, I think they should, with bowl season, I think they should allow every team in America to practice for 2 weeks, even if you win two games.
Because
you think about it, you reward the better teams in college football with more time to develop players, more time to learn who your players are, more time to develop your quarterbacks and your young play callers and your young coaches. And the worst programs in America, they just sit at home and can't do anything.
Yeah, it's the opposite of college football in the NFL. The NFL's always been based in trying to help the lesser teams with the schedule, with the draft picks, with the waiver wire, all that sort of stuff. College football's always been the opposite. College football leans towards dynasties. You can control your own schedule. You get the
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The best recruits. To your point, you get the extra practice time in the bowl games and then extra exposure and bigger TV contracts. So college football has always leaned into helping those the biggest of their programs continue to stay at the top instead of trying to rise up some of the smaller programs as well. Problem nowadays, though, is because of the transfer portal and everything else that even if you try to have those 2 weeks of practice, you know, like you don't have your normal guys and you have a limited roster and you might not know who your quarterback's going to be next year because he's not on the roster yet. He just left. And so it's so different now than it was even just 5 years ago when you talk about this time of year in college football.
The landscape's never going to be back to what it was, but I think they do end up putting some guardrails on all of these things, and it remains an unbelievable product that we can all enjoy. By the way, Weatherman Andy, I don't know what the hell game you was looking at. And Andy said 21-14. It was actually 17-10 Michigan over Texas.
I was going to correct it, but it didn't feel right.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, stick to the weather, Andy. Hey, weather and traffic, Andy. Weather and traffic. He's over here.
Precipitation, Andy.
By the way, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to tell you. Arch's daddy, Jane, he ain't pulling off the Longhorn gear. He ain't pulling off.
No, you didn't think so?
Looks like a nerd.
That ain't it. You got to be a special dude. That's Matthew McConaughey type vibes. Matthew's got all these old regular old Joes walking out there in them cowboy hats like they can pull it off. That ain't it right there.
Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That ain't it right there, man. Just because your last name's Manning and your son's quarterback in Texas don't mean you can pull off the costume, man. That ain't it. I can't get down with that. Damn, Andy, I can't believe you put me out there like that. I'm going to get written up by my boss because I had the wrong score in there. Tyler, man, don't tell on me, man.
Tyler's in a production studio back there. He knew the score better than the folks here with the wall full of TVs all around us.
Hey, real quick, one thing that D'Amico Ryans did say in the last segment was he talked a little bit about Riley Leonard playing the quarterback instead of Phillip Rivers. You obviously get a little more mobile quarterback there that we're probably going to see some quarterback plus one run. If his knee is healthy, you're probably going to see a little more of the quarterback run attack than you were before. I did see a report. Now, I did not hear D'Amico mention it, but I did see a report. I don't know how real it was, that Sauce Gardner could potentially play in this game.
Mm.
I don't know if I were
That's
the Colts.
Accurate.
If I were the Colts, I probably would not play Sauce Gardner in this game. I'd probably ask him, I'd say, man, go ahead and sit this thing out. As if the trade hasn't panned out negatively for you so far, getting out there and getting him hurt longer term would be a bigger issue. So, but Riley Leonard will be quarterback and potentially Sauce Gardner in the secondary, we're playing at the same time the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Titans are playing, so it's not like we're going to be able to sit players, which D'Amico spoke about. So you are going to get a Nico Collins, potentially Sauce Gardner matchup right there. That would be fun to see. And to be honest with you, that Colts defense, it was really, really good in two of the three games that Phillip Rivers played in. Mm-hmm. Two of the three, their defense gave them a chance to win the game. You could look at that game and say, hey, man, they were one play away that was there, and Phillip just didn't make the throw. They were one play away from either winning or taking a lead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.